but please go buy a copy of the
script.
In fact, we would give you a copy for free. And then my challenge for you is to read God's Word. Open up God's Word.
How did that conversation go, buddy? You were talking to him for a long time. I think I read here.
Oh, it went really good.
Yeah?
Is your
you know,
worth it?
He said it was a Christian.
The answer to that is yes.
You know, I think he's kind of in the middle there of wavering. He was like,
that God put eternity
I'm not really
in each one of you.
Oh, he's back.
He's the president of Cruz.
In other words,
so yeah. I don't really need your approval. And if you came up, while I'm talking to someone, you're going to interrupt my conversation. I'm going to rebuke you. He was like, yeah, some guys come out here by themselves.
And you're
themselves,
right in a closet.
But they're not developing relationships with people, getting to know their names. Like, what does it say that in the scripture?
As people walk past that box.
Young man, did you just give a fist bump to a lady that's holding unbiblical signs?
There's one that says God loves unconditionally.
Right, but you are affirming what she said. God doesn't love unconditionally. He gave his son so that we might be saved. God's love isn't capricious. God doesn't turn a blind eye to sin. That's obviously a condition, isn't it? God's not all loving. God is love. But that is not in contradiction to the rest of his character. God is holy, righteous, just, wrathful, right? And love. All at the same time, perfectly. You're affirming a lady who's out here to protest the proclamation of the gospel.
I guess a little context. I personally know her. And I see that as... It's sort of like a boldness. So just like how you guys...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My name's Tony.
Oh, I'm Tom.
Tom. Tom. You're affirming the boldness of a young lady who hates the gospel.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
I personally know.
She's not here to support the preaching of the gospel.
But I personally know she puts her faith in Christ. I personally know that.
She's believing in a false Jesus. She's out here to protest the preaching of the gospel.
So,
are you with the campus ministry?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one?
Crew.
Okay. That young lady is here to assault the preaching of the gospel. You are a leader of a campus ministry, and you just affirmed a young lady who is going to sit there and blaspheme Christ, mocking the proclamation of the gospel. Young man, you need to repent.
Oh, I...
No. You need to repent now. You need to go over there and call her to Christ. You need to go over there and call her to repentance and faith. You need to stand up for Christ, not for crew. This man here loves the Lord. He's lovingly preaching the gospel, and she is here mocking the preaching of the gospel. You must stand for Christ, not for crew, young man. It's time. It's time to go stand for Christ and go call her to repentance and faith. Go. No. Go.
I listen to you. Can you please listen to me?
Yes.
The story I always think of issues, I mean, obviously, and prevalent in our society is homosexuality and that sort of thing. A verse or a story I always think of, the woman caught in adultery, where it's like, you know, Jesus is sitting in the sand, drawing whatever,
right
in the sand, and, you know, this person's about to be condemned or stoned.
Right, yes. Uh-huh.
So I kind of see it as,
some of you
Jesus
know history,
knows this woman. Jesus knows what this woman has done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he didn't need, like, he doesn't need all things to see it. Oh, this woman sinned. Okay, I know what it is.
Right.
And, you know, what Jesus says to this, the Pharisees. Okay, you can stone this one, but he who's without sin, be the first to stone.
Right.
And they're like, oh,
they thought it was a ship that
well,
could never
I'm
go
honest
down.
With myself, so they, you know, step away and say.
Right.
So the way
after
I see it, too,
months,
is like, Jesus is loving her unconditionally because even in her state, even in her state of, like, obviously she's being judged, so, like, even in her state of sin,
and you could look this
Jesus,
up on the internet,
you know, then turns
to her,
and I think he says...
go and sin no more.
Yeah, go and sin no more. Absolutely. But I'm just saying, like, in that state of wherever this woman is... He's saying, like, I mean, does he say, have they all left? Or, like, are they all...
Yeah, who is here to condemn you? No one, Lord.
Yeah, no one, Lord. And she's like, okay, neither am I.
Yeah.
And yes, and whenever I, like, present the gospel, whenever I present Christ to you, I always say, we can never forget the fact that Jesus frequently says, go and sin no more. Jesus would not be Jesus without him saying, go and sin no more. But I see in that instance, mm-hmm. like, even in her state, Jesus is entering into her life and saying, I'm loving you unconditionally. I'm loving you, like, I'm not loving you because you're a woman. I mean, I'm not loving you because you're attractive. I'm not loving you because what you can provide for me. I'm loving you because God created you. I'm loving you because, like, you know, even with our even in our brokenness, I'm loving you because I entered out, and this is what I'm called to do. I'm here to love you and preach this hope that we have in the gospel.
All right. That being said, again, you stood with the mockers of Christ. You affirmed a mocker of Christ. You didn't go to the man of God who is preaching the gospel in love. You went to the mocker of God and you affirmed her. You were standing with the enemies of Christ. What you did, young man, is no different than being among the crowd that screamed, "Crucify him." That's what you did. That's what you did. You have grossly sinned against God today, and you're claiming to be a representative of a Christian ministry. You have mocked the gospel of Jesus Christ today, and you affirmed a girl who is lost in her sin and bound for hell. And you affirmed her. You affirmed her sin. So all of your ideas about the woman caught in adultery is moot and irrelevant. You walked up to a mocker of Christ, you affirmed her, you gave her a fist bump, and then you walked away, showing that man of God, that you affirm the mocking of the gospel.
You guys filled out specifying that this is actually supposed to take place from the rock, okay?
We're getting
it. It's a welcome conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he's
I'm just letting you know.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
We're good here.
You have to, young man, you have to deal with that. You have to deal with that. Because you ought to examine yourself and test yourself to see if you're even in the faith. Because you're affirming a mocker of Christ. There's no justification of that. There's no building of a relationship. There's no making your footprint here on the campus for your ministry. There is absolutely nothing in the world, nothing in the universe that justifies you endorsing and promoting the mockery of the gospel. Young man, you may not be saved. You need to repent, young man.
If it's faith in Christ that saves us, and I recognize I do need to repent. I recognize I am a sinner. I recognize that I will never, ever, 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 ever mess up.
No, we know we want. I'm talking about the sin you just committed, young man.
Yeah, I know. It's sin.
Then why did you do it?
Because I personally know her. Now, I may not be agreeing with, like, what the sign says. I'm saying, I'm proud of you for being out here. I'm proud of you.
Why? Why would you be proud of a mocker of Jesus Christ? Why would you be proud?
She's starting to sit in my house. Now, I would love to go over there and talk to these people as well.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I want to say that.
Why don't you?
Okay,
are you going to?
Yes, yes, yes.
What are you going to say to them? Are you going to say to him that this is a sister in Christ?
I'm going to listen to their question. I want to listen to their questions. I want to listen to what's bringing them on the inside. Like, what is prevalent in their life? What's their response to that sort of thing? I want to enter into their conversation and say, and bring up biblical truth in about these topics. And, I mean, I'll say, it's really cool. I'm going to be meeting up with a homosexual like this Friday. And in our room, we have like response cards sort of thing. And on his phone, it says, "Yeah, I was a Christian, but now I'm gay. How does that work?" So it's like, okay, that really challenges me. So like, obviously, know my Bible and like what to bring up with him. But the first thing I want to bring up with him is like, I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to judge you. That's not my place for condemnation and judgment. But it's my place to love you and then preach this word. It's my place to bring Christ to you that maybe you haven't been brought before or and seen in a way that is biblically truthful. But also in a way that I'm not, I mean, I'm sure it will offend him. I'm sure it will, you know, bring some fire inside of him, you know, sort of thing. But in that, I know God is working. I know God is working in that conversation. I know God is working that I know that girl. I know God is working that I now know you. You know, I know that your name is Tony and you're passionate about this.
How do you know that God is working in her?
Because I personally see her. Like,
she's sitting here mocking Christ. What kind of spirit do you think is working in her? She's mocking the preaching of the gospel. What spirit is in her?
But the spirit is in her when... So like, let's say, you know, hindsight's 20/20 for her. Let's say, you know, after today, she realizes...
She won't, because you went up there and gave her a physical... You affirmed her. You affirmed it.
In continual teaching, in continual maturation of our relationship with Christ, we get more revelation about, like...
She can't mature until she's saved. She can't mature until she's saved.
No, just
being born again, turning from your sin and coming to faith in Christ.
Placing all faith in Christ.
Right. Her faith isn't in Christ. She's mocking the preaching of the gospel. Her faith isn't in Christ.
But I know her faith isn't in Christ.
No, you don't, young man.
Do you?
Yes, I do, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yes, young man, I do. I do. She's here in rebellion against the gospel of Jesus Christ. A lover of Jesus Christ does not rebel against his gospel. You can't hate the gospel that you claim to have saved you. And you affirmed her sin.
And I'm not going to.
The Bible says we are all born into this world as guilty sinners.
You can restore
guilty sinners.
When dealing with people who either claim to follow this or do follow this, in any of their misguidance, in any of their misinformation, or any of their misconceptions of it, we're called to rebuke them. Like say, like you are to me, you know. In this sense, like we're called to rebuke them. And say, hey, like can you look at it this way? Sort of. But we cannot forget about the second part of the story and saying, like, look at the gospel.
You didn't rebuke. You affirmed. You affirmed. You affirmed what she's doing. You're no different than all of the unbelievers gathered here who are giving her high fives and mocking the gospel.
How do you know that all of them are unbelievers? That's my thing. It's like, whether they're... Because this has not been the first time we have a preacher on campus. So, like, the really cool thing I see is this sort of thing prompts spiritual conversations. This sort of preaching with the people coming out prompts people to ask hard questions and people out here in the crowd to hopefully give some sort of guidance and answer and pointing back to Christ. So, we can't really know that all these people here, maybe they're just listening because they...
Sure, there might be believers among them.
Yeah.
But no one who's walking up to that girl and giving her a high five and laughing at the preaching and those in the crowd shouting down the preaching of the gospel, there's no reason for me to believe that they're followers of Christ.
But
no reason at all.
At least I can never feel some sort of joy that they are here. I feel some sort of joy that they are listening. I mean, and they're not listening well, but...
What's your joy in her mocking the gospel? Where's your joy in that? Where's your joy in her mocking the gospel?
I find joy that she is out here. I find joy just in that.
You need to repent.
Okay, yeah, I do.
And you need to come to faith in Christ. You need to come to faith in Christ.
It's a daily process.
No, you don't come and go and come and go and come and go.
Just telling yourself
you
the gospel. You're
finding joy. You're finding joy in her mocking Christ.
No, I'm finding joy that she just the sheer fact that she is out here. I didn't.
Why?
No.
Why are you overjoyed that she's out here today?
Because maybe she'll get some revelation. Maybe she will hear something that she's never heard before. Maybe she, her faith in Christ will be.
But do you realize what you've done to prevent that? Do you realize what you've done to prevent that?
I didn't go up there and say thanks for writing the sign. I just said
you can't. Come on, what's a knuckle bump to you?
Huh?
If I would never do it. If I came up here and punched you in the nose, which I would never do in a million years, or I came up here and I gave you a knuckle bump, which would be positive, which would be negative?
Right. But you don't know the context. Like we don't really know the context of knuckle bump. Like you could just be having a good day, see someone, hey, we have a great day sort of thing. Now, like I'm saying, I didn't go up here and say, hey, I really, really love your sign, and gave her a knuckle bump. I just went up here and saying, hey, because that person I know her too. You know, that's what we saw from over here.
That's what your brother's saying.
Okay,
Christ,
yeah.
Right? What do you think the preacher of the gospel saw?
Just like the preacher that's standing out here preaching the gospel, you would rebuke him for not having a relationship.
Well, and I apologize and will repent if that's how it came out to you guys. That wasn't the intent. Sorry, the intent was just...
Then you have to fix the error. Repentance is not thinking differently. Repentance is changing your mind and doing. If you care about that young lady, you're going to try to pull her aside quietly, and you're going to counsel her that she is in rebellion against Christ. You have to be willing to risk the relationship with that young lady for the soul of your so-called friend. If you're not willing to, then you love yourself more than you love her. Well, we're going to be here for a couple hours, so I appreciate your time.
Tony.
Nice to meet you.